You're tuned to Sun Sounds of Arizona. Coming up next is part of a podcast from Flag Shakespeare Company, Untamed Shrews. To hear the entire podcast, listen at sunsounds.org.
Hello, we are here at the Beaver Street Theater in Flagstaff, Arizona, and welcome to episode 41 of Untamed Shrews, Women Talk Theater, presented by the Flagstaff Shakespeare Festival. I'm Becky.
And I'm Hannah. Today we are joined by an old friend of mine, Dahlia Asherina. She is a director and recently named one of Forbes 30 Under 30, which amazing. Is just crazy.
So amazing. But before we get to our chat with Dahlia, how are you, Hannah?
Oh, yes. Elephant in the room. Yes. Dawn was sick today, so she is gone. So she said she was going to listen to this episode. So hello, Dawn. We love you.
Love you and miss you.
We love you and miss you. You're not going to listen to this for several weeks, but that's okay. I am good. Let's see. We had a December episode. Mm-hmm. So what has happened since then? We had Christmas in there. Unfortunately, I had a really bad stomach flu over Christmas. So that made Christmas really hard. We went to Washington to visit Jacob's family for Christmas, and I couldn't eat anything except for saltines and toast for like 7 or 8 days. So that was really rough. But when I was feeling well enough to like leave the house, we had a good time. So yeah, that was definitely disappointing because, you know, we're very rarely, you know, seeing family. We're very rarely not here. So that was sad. Yeah. And Jacob is very rarely off from school. So
yeah,
just sad to not feel well on our like one break that we have built in. So that was disappointing.
Were you able to eat like Christmas dinner?
No.
Or no? Oh.
No, literally no. Yeah. I sat at the table with the family and what did I have? Oh, I had mashed potatoes because mashed potatoes are like on the okay list.
Yeah. Yeah.
Of like things you're allowed to eat. It's like bananas, rice, applesauce, toast, potatoes, like plain pasta, you know? So basically it's like white bread related it's like the items.
It's called like the brat diet, right?
Yes.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
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 So I did have some mashed potatoes and that was it.
Yeah.
And of course I couldn't like drink anything fun. I couldn't like have hot cocoa, you know, so I was just drinking like Gatorade and eating toast. So
dang,
that was very sad. But what else has happened? You know, during that break, I was prepping for this episode because as we announced in the December episode, you know, that was our last episode with Sun Sounds. So today is our first day recording on our own. So that was, I was just very nervous, to be honest. I did a lot of research about like what equipment to buy. So we bought that and I wanted enough time to, you know, look into it and do some research. So I tested the equipment and, you know, I looked into how we should do it. So, you know, I had to do all that. And I did like a test recording on my own with the equipment and like dropped it into our editing software just to make sure it worked. So we are at the Beaver Street Theater today. It's mostly a husk of a building. And we did hit one snag. I'm currently recording in the bathroom while Becky records in the main area. So something I need to figure out for next episode is how we don't get a,
how to all record echo. In the same space. Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know how to not get an echo. So I'm going to have to do that. Cause of course, when I tested it at home, it was just me and it sounded great. And the quality is great. It's just that we're echoing in each other's ears. So I'm going to have to figure out how to do that. So I'm in the bathroom. Hello.
The girl's room.
Yeah, the girl's room. So I was working on that over the break. And yeah, Jacob has been off from school. So it's been very nice. He's, you know, been around, even though I have had to go back to work technically. He's around, which is nice. So yeah, honestly, not a lot has happened since we recorded last. Just Christmas, mostly. You know, we had our Hanukkah party with you. And
yeah.
Traveled, had a stomach flu. I think that's about it. Oh, we started
Yeah.
our camper. I don't know if I said this on the pod, but we bought an old camper. It's a 30-year-old like pop-up trailer, and it has been weirdly warm in Flagstaff. It's been like 60 degrees
Yeah.
the past few days, which is insane because it's January. So because it's been nice out, we're like, well, we have to take advantage. So we have started the remodel. So we've been pulling things out, cleaning them, ripping them up, buying things. So that's really exciting. Just prepping for a lot of traveling. We're going to Ireland in March, which I also don't know if I've said on the pod, but me and Jacob are going to Ireland in March, and then we're planning a big pop-up trailer trip in May, end of May. So yeah, when I'm
Nice.
not working or doing aerial, I'm just kind of like researching trailer stuff, researching Ireland. So yeah, a
Fun.
pretty good month since last
Yeah.
we chatted. How about you?
Good. Yeah, I hosted a Hanukkah party. I hosted, I think it was my first time hosting something like on my own. Not because, like, we've done like the treehouse hosting and stuff like that. So that was really exciting. I'm really glad that I did it. I was,
Nice.
yeah, because I was considering not doing it. It's just like time and energy and stuff, but it was so much fun. I'm so glad I did it. It was so truly wonderful. It was BYO menorah and candles, and to have all of and we lit all the candles together, and it was the 8th night of Hanukkah, so it was just
Magical.
a truly so much light.
Hosting is very rewarding, so it's very fun.
It was a good night. Yeah, I guess that was kind of like the big thing. New Year's, of course. We went to see the pine cone drop together. That was yours and Jacob's first time doing the pine cone drop. But yeah, it was my second time. Yeah, I don't know. It's been a quiet December, more or less. I did the aerial student showcases. I performed in four routines.
There's so many.
One, one pole routine and three trapeze
So
routines.
many routines.
Yeah, and yeah, looking forward to get back into that. The winter break between semesters for Ariel is longer than the other breaks, so I'm itching to get back in the studio. Yeah. Oh, well, something that I know we did a New Year's resolutions episode a couple years ago, and although I haven't really kind of created New Year's resolutions, one of the things that I I'm committing to or would like to commit to this year is to read a play a week because I would like to. I just feel like I've lost that kind of like connection to theater. Like, of course, I read the play if I'm doing an audition piece from it or, yeah, like aside from it, or obviously, of course, doing the show. But there's so much out there that I don't know about because I'm not actively doing anything like with it.
I'm
Like,
very
so
bad at reading plays.
so that is my goal. I spoke to a college friend and we're gonna one of the plays we're gonna read together and then like have a chat about it later this month. So
Make a commitment. That's awesome. Nice. That's a good goal.
yeah, thanks. And plays are only like 3 or 4 hours. Like, it's not like a full length novel. So but I mean, I'm gonna start it. We're recording the first Saturday in January. So I'm like, this is a half week, so it doesn't count. So I'll start it tomorrow.
Yes, that's amazing. Wow. Okay.
So
Well, if you have any good ones, send my way.
will do. And
Nice.
yeah, maybe I'll report back with the ones I read to help keep me accountable.
Shrews check in. What plays have Becky read? That's amazing. Awesome.
So.
Well, anything else?
No, just chugging along. I don't know.
Okay. Well, Dawn, we miss you.
Yes, hope all's well. All right, let's head over to our chat with Dahlia.
All righty, we are jumping over to our conversation with Dahlia. Hi.
Hi,
Oh my gosh.
Dahlia. Hi. Thanks for having me.
Oh, thanks for being on the Shrews. How are you?
I'm doing so well. I'm currently in sunny Palm Springs,
Woo.
trying to get away
Oh.
from the New York impending doom storm that's
Yeah.
coming. Oh no.
But everything's good. I'm feeling excited for the new year.
Yay. Yeah, you were
Nice.
telling me offline that you moved from our little home to, or your parents moved from our little hometown. How long ago?
I think it's been about 2 years now. I have a lot of family still there, so we went there over, Christmas and Thanksgiving and stuff. But yeah, it's pretty wild. I miss it. Every time I go back, I'm like, oh, this place.
Friends, yeah.
Yeah, friends. It's also one of those things where I've grown up and appreciated it more. So whenever I go back,
Absolutely.
I feel a lot of love.
When you grow up in a small town, you're like, I can't wait to get out, you know? But I feel like every kid who's grown up in a small town feels that way. And I mean, we're talking small California town. We are not talking real small town. Like, we are
Not
spoiled.
Bumble. Yeah.
No. Yeah, our version of small town is different. That's
So
awesome.
Dahlia, I mean, we just briefly met, but would you just give us a little bit of your background and how you know Hannah and all that good stuff?
Of course, yeah. So I am a theater director. I met Hannah doing my first musical. I think I turned 15 that summer, actually. So yeah, we met doing a production of Annie Get Your Gun.
What a time.
What a time. Honestly, like I wouldn't shut up about it. I was so annoying. Like I watch all these videos on Instagram about theater kids and I'm like, oh, that was me. It's that kind of me.
And
Yeah,
were
so
you
I'm
directing that or were you in the cast for that?
Oh no, I was in the cast. So yeah, I was it's funny, when I was really little, I would like make things all the time on my dad's camcorder. Like I think maybe what's more similar to what we call like quote unquote directing or something. But then I found musical theater and like lo I love performing so much. And I kind of did that through college. My first job out of college was being in Much Ado About Nothing. So my first job was literally an acting job, and then. But that being said, in college, I took a directing class and was like, oh, wait, I'm doing the wrong thing. I need to do this instead. So it was kind of a quick, something just clicked in my brain where I was like, oh, this is how my brain works. So,
Yeah, like you always knew you loved theater, but you found your specific niche.
yeah, definitely. I'm so grateful that I spent those years like learning about performing because that was my gateway in, honestly, like listening to musical theater and singing along, right?
Yeah, wow, that the shout out to Turlock Youth Performing Arts that brought us together. I mean, I actually, really attribute a lot of what I learned from them. I mean, my school programs, like in elementary school, like we had really small, low scale programming. So all of my like real, true, like learning what theater is like was absolutely at TYPA. And I thought they did a really good job of creating a pretty professional space for how young we were. Because I got out of high school with a pretty decent resume and like knew a decent amount about how theater worked, which is awesome. Like, I feel like for that or for a youth company to just prepare their actors even a little bit for the real world, I feel like that's honestly huge because we went through the audition process. It wasn't like a lot of youth programs, are more like pay to play. But like TYPA really tried to like, you auditioned, you did the like rigmarole and kind of like felt what it was like. And yeah, I thought they did a really great job. I haven't talked to anybody over there for a while, but I actually don't know what they're up to. Maybe I should check in.
Yeah, I'm not sure where TYPA is at right now either, but I agree. Like so we're talking about not being spoiled from a California small town. I didn't go to school where you went to
With
school. Like
us, yeah.
I went to an even small like true farming community, right? So that there was we had various people that came in and ran the drama department at one time or another. Like my aunt came in and did a good job for a little bit, but like most of the stuff I was learning was from TYPA. But I agree, like, and just to say, I feel like they did do a pretty good job of sort of creating a professional environment because I had auditioned twice for TYPA and did not make it in.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, so one, I'm proud of myself for being like, I'm gonna keep doing this because I
Keep
love
going.
it. But
Yeah.
Yeah.
yeah. But yeah, it was, I don't know. I'm like, was it kind of cutthroat? I don't know. But you know, maybe I was really horrible when I was younger. I have no idea. But so
It
anyway, yeah.
wasn't cutthroat, I don't think, but I mean, I remember you were not just handed roles, that's for sure. Like,
No,
I
no.
definitely worked my way up. Like, when you met me in Annie Get Your Gun, I had a decent sized role, but I had already done like probably 3 years of TYPA where I was definitely in the ensemble most of the time. So you definitely like, paid your dues a little bit, which is good. Like, I mean, but of course, sometimes people came in and just like got awesome roles because they were awesome, which is great. Like, the role should go to whoever is best for the role. You know what I mean? But yeah, it was. They weren't just like handing out roles, like just to give people things,
Yeah, I
So,
honestly I attribute my success to being told no when I was like
yeah,
11.
absolutely.
Like, okay, we're gonna keep working, work a little bit
Yeah.
harder for the next one.
Guess
Guess I
yeah.
gotta
I'll
work
just
on my audition. Yeah.
yeah,
listen to this.
Yeah.
Keep
You
going.
know, this random anecdote. Shout out to Ryan Williams. He and I were texting like a year ago, but I should text him just to like make him listen to this episode. When we did Sweeney Todd, I wanted to play Mrs. Lovett so bad it hurt.
Hannah, don't get me
Ryan,
started
yeah, don't get
on
me
what.
started. Ryan, do you remember this? Mashed together all of Mrs. Lovett's songs into a composition for me. And
Oh.
I sang like all of Mrs. Lovett's songs, and they connected like with key changes and stuff. And then he wrote me accompaniment for this audition song. And I came in with this like mashup of three of Mrs. Lovett's songs. It's so funny. Wow, Ryan, thank you so much for you were doing the
What a
Lord's
friend.
work. Yeah.
But honestly, Hannah, that speaks to like, I think the program was good, but I think we had some exceptionally talented people that we were around. Like, I think
Yeah.
about Ryan and I'm like, who was playing 10 instruments when they were
Know.
16? You
Who,
know?
who's
So,
writing compositions and
yeah.
rearranging
Sondheim.
accompaniment? Yeah.
Sondheim.
Yeah,
Like,
to
this isn't like a pop song you picked up, right? No offense to pop
Sondheim.
songs. But you know what I
No.
mean? Like, I don't know. It's just if, when you think about that, like Ryan also recorded, he was helping me because I was using Worst Pies for like my college like audition stuff. And he like helped me with that. And we're
Yeah.
sitting in his apartment and he's playing that song like it's friggin' Hot
Perfect.
Cross
Yeah.
Buns. You know what I mean? Like
Easy peasy.
an incredibly difficult song to play. Like I worked on the Broadway production of this show. Like
Yes.
an incredibly difficult
Yeah.
song to play, right? So,
Yeah.
Yeah.
yeah, I think the program was great and the people we grew up with really were incredible. So I just like shout out
Yeah.
to all those people. Dedicated, loved
Yeah.
theater, were
Super
like
talented.
super talented. Like,
Yep.
I don't know. I feel lucky that we grew up around people that really wanted something and like wanted to go
Yeah.
after something because I feel like that affected all of us kind of in a good
No, we
way.
were very much like a sorry for going about this off on this too long about our childhoods, but I
I
feel like we really had a friend group that we really pushed each other and think something I'm thankful about, and we've talked about this on the pod a lot, is that I didn't feel like my friends were competition, which I was very much led to believe in college that my friends were my competition, which was something I really had to learn to not believe. And we've unpacked that on the podcast, so I don't need to get too into it. But I do remember, my friends in junior high and high school, all my theater friends. They weren't competition to me. Like, they were my friends. So when they got something, I was so proud of them and excited for them because it was like, well, I'll get the next one. You know what I mean? Like, just catch me in the next show. Like, we were doing so many shows, doing so many things that if someone got something, it wasn't like, oh, that means I didn't get it. It's like, no, they got it. They deserved it, which was awesome. But yeah, I agree. We really like pushed each other to be better and we worked on things together and we asked each other our opinions and worked on our auditions. And yeah, like Ryan was writing us compositions. Like so much cool stuff was happening. And yeah, wow, good stuff. Shout out to Ashlyn and Luke and Ryan and Ethan. Like our little friend group was awesome. So we'll have to send this episode to everybody.
And like, I'm still best friends with like Bree and Megan and Mackenzie and Sarah. Like it's like the group, right? And so yeah, the best. Like I'm so grateful. Also, shout out to Ryan for conducting a I don't know how many piece orchestra of Sweeney Todd. Excuse me.
Yeah, he was 16. We were 15 or 16. It's crazy. Yeah.
Dang.
Anyway.
Yeah. Well, Dahlia, you mentioned the connection or the having worked on Sweeney Todd with TYPA and then also having worked on Sweeney Todd on Broadway. And you've also done Phantom of the Opera. So how did you get into that? Or like,
How'd you get to Broadway?
yes, how did you get to Broadway?
The question everyone loves to ask
Yeah.
me, and the answer I low-key hate to give.
Oh no.
No, it's okay. Basically, so I was in after college, I lived in LA. I was doing theater, like just doing readings. Like theater directing is the most unclear path of anything, right? Like there's no job postings, there's no auditions. Agents don't want to talk to you for a while, right? Like you have to sort of, and also being at that point a 22-year-old woman, like no one's hiring, right? So I moved to LA. I was just meeting with playwrights and putting up readings. I got the great, great, great advice that I should move to New York if I wanted to be a theater director, and I'd never even considered that before, right? And the idea of that seemed so incredibly daunting to me. I know a lot of our friends were like, I'm gonna move to New York and like do all this stuff. And I just had no, I
Desire,
just wasn't
yeah.
there.
It
I
didn't
just
call to you,
was
yeah.
there any place that you were thinking of before New York, or were you just figuring things out?
I think I honestly was always in love with Los Angeles. Like even just as a kid, it was like my favorite place to go. And something about being from like a small town in California is like, I don't know, I felt this way like you go to LA and you feel like you're in California all of a sudden. Like
The palm trees, yeah.
even you are like, oh, I can't wait to get there. Like I feel like a lot of people, like if they're trying to make it or something, they're like, I just need to go to LA, I just need to go to New York, whatever. And I think LA was always that thing for me, right? So when I got there, anyway, I got this great advice and I was like, okay, so how do I get there? I can't just move there. I don't know anything, right? So I started applying to fellowships on the East Coast, and I got one at Arena Stage in DC. So it was their directing fellowship there. And from there, I was like, okay, I'm on the East Coast, so
Yeah, you've made it that far.
which honestly, like the culture shock between LA and DC from someone that went to kindergarten with the same people she graduated high school with was a lot, right? So I'm one of the women I was in the fellowship with in DC, like had a friend who was looking for like a third roommate. So I like moved into this random apartment that I had never seen. And it was like all this stuff, right? And I like, drove a U-Haul from DC to New York, and basically got there and was doing all these temp jobs. Like I was working like 9 to 5, like on Wall Street in Times Square. Like I worked at the US Open. Like it was just like anything, right? So I would do that, and then at 5 o'clock I would meet with playwrights and put up workshops and readings because that was the kind of thing I thought I should be doing, which honestly was the right thing. Like that was kind of, I feel like that's the way in, right? So it's that plus assisting. So that happened. I was doing that, and then the pandemic happened, so here we are. And I was like, I'm quitting theater. There's no money. I can't get anywhere. This is exhausting. And I went back home and was like, honestly, I was like, okay, it's time to learn film. So I did all these like PA jobs. I ended up like being a testing coordinator on a bunch of commercials. I worked
What does that
on
mean? A te what's a who's a te what's a testing coordinator?
That's a great question. So during COVID,
COVID testing coordinator. Oh, I see.
COVID
Okay.
testing
Yes.
coordinator. Yeah.
Okay.
So film production like kind of didn't stop. Like a lot of
Yeah.
things stopped. Theater was totally at a halt, but everyone was still making commercials. People were making movies. So literally I was like coordinating testing for them. And
Yeah.
I wanted to do this and I wanted to be on set so I could like watch what the directors were doing, right? So I was doing that for kind of all the pandemic, and I got this email from the ether from Phantom of the Opera. And I kind of thought someone was pranking me. And I was with my friend Jen, and she
Yeah.
was like, just call the number, there's a number. And so I did, and I had three interviews with them, and I was visiting New York regardless, like when I had my final interview. And I was it's funny, it was in the apartment I'm in now, when I had the final interview with them. And yeah, I got the job and I didn't come home. I just stayed in New York with like a suitcase
Oh,
that I had.
yeah. Well, thanks for listening to this month's episode of Untamed Shrews. I'm Hannah.
And I'm Becky. Join us next episode in March. Follow Untamed Shrews on our Instagram at Untamed Shrews Podcast and on the Flagshakes website. All episodes of Untamed Shrews can be found wherever you get your podcasts, as well as on sunsounds.org.
Please subscribe to the podcast, leave us a review, put us in your Instagram stories, donate at flagshakes.org/donate, become a podcast sponsor, and buy Shrew Crew merch. Help support the Shrew Crew.
This episode of Untamed Shrews, starring Hannah Johnson, Becky Zeritsky, and Dahlia Asherina. Show art by Kalai P. Ludecker. Podcast theme song by Cadence Lamb. Podcast produced and edited by Hannah Johnson. Presented by Flagstaff Shakespeare Festival. And recorded at the Beaver Street Theater.
Bye, guys.
Bye.
Thanks for listening to Untamed Shrews. To hear their entire podcast, listen at sunsounds.org or anywhere that podcasts are available.